July 4th, 1776. It's Independence Day in the United States, and one of the symbols of our freedom is the Liberty Bell. But most folks don't know the real story behind that bell, a bell that really was not famous at all. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hey, Keith, it's a long day tomorrow. Can you fill up the tractor?
Copy that.
I need 20 in diesel.
Okay, look, we know you wouldn't go to the local Gas and Go and put $20 of fuel in your tractor. That wouldn't even get the job done. So why would you risk leaving your crop short of the fuel it needs to get the job done this season? Add agro-liquid nutrients to your side dress and foliar pests to efficiently and economically get your crop the fuel it needs. Visit agroliquid.com/foliar to learn more.
Join Farm Journal agronomists this summer for the Farm Journal Yield Tour. Led by industry experts Ken Ferry and Missy Bauer, topics include assessing technology for maximum return and mastering variable rate and multi-hybrid planting. There will also be a live AgriTalk taping with host Chip Flory. Visit agweb.com/Farm Journal Yield Tour to find a stop near you. Sponsored by Valent, Trimble, and AgriGold.
It was just another bell in the tower of the Pennsylvania State House in 1776. Today, it's perhaps the most famous bell in the nation.
It was on the 8th of July that the bell would ring in that manner that would call the people to hear the news at the Pennsylvania State House, what's now Independence Hall. Then afterwards, it supposedly joins with other bells in the city in celebrating independence.
Bob King at Philadelphia's Independence Hall says it was many years later, though, before the bell in that building gained its famous name.
Visiting abolitionists hear particularly about a certain feature of the bell. What it is, it's a biblical phrase. And the words are, proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof.
That phrase, a reference to the Israelites released from bondage in Egypt, symbolized the same struggle abolitionists faced. They soon coined the phrase, Liberty Bell. Many legends sprang to life about the now famous bell.
Among the stories, of course, is that it cracked the very first time it rang. Another story is that it cracked while ringing on the 4th of July, and as far as we know, it did not ring on the 4th of July at all. Probably the most famous story has it cracking while it's tolling in mourning in 1835, mourning the death of the then Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, the famous John Marshall.
King says there's no evidence to support the stories. In fact, the first reference to the crack in the Liberty Bell came in January of 1846. In 1852, the bell was removed from the hall steeple. The city allowed the bell to go on tour beginning in 1885. It drew huge crowds in many cities, but the crack grew larger. In 1915, in order to preserve the treasure, it became part of a permanent display near Independence Hall, where it continues to draw thousands of visitors today. Traveling the countryside, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCrae.